Welcome to Let's Talk EI with Dr. Hank Clemens. This is an open forum to discuss all things emotional intelligence. So call and share your thoughts and ideas at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Now, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Aloha. And aloha to everyone this morning. Well, let me welcome everyone to Let's Talk EI today. Let's Talk EI is a monthly show dedicated to discussing emotional intelligence and related topics. I'm Dr. Hank, your host. And if you're wondering why I said aloha, it's because I'm beginning to feel the excitement that started to build for the October conference. Yes, the conference is right around the corner. What? Probably maybe a month and a half away. Okay, we'll call it 2 months. 2 months at the most. Now, some of you may be wondering, you heard Hawaiian music and you're asking, is the conference going to be in Hawaii? No. The conference is not going to be in Hawaii. The conference is going to be in Tampa, but we're going to have an Hawaiian theme. And that theme will allow us to experience a taste of Hawaii in Tampa. So I'm excited about that. And so I've been saying aloha and mahalo and hang loose and just a whole bunch of other things, you know, getting in the mood. So if you're coming to the conference, if you're thinking about coming to the conference, or if you're not even thinking about coming to the conference, hey, visit our website, look at the information that's there. It's going to be a fun conference. So in addition to learning about and experiencing EI and everything that's related to EI, I want to have a little fun and a little excitement too. But anyway, I'm Dr. Hank, your host for Let's Talk EI, and I want to tell you a little bit about it, particularly if you're a first-time listener to the talk show here. You know, each month we have a guest, and we like to have that guest come from a variety of industries and occupations so that we can really begin to see how EI is used across a large spectrum. Now, if you're a first-time listener, let me tell you a little bit about what to expect or what to experience when you tune into Let's Talk EI. Generally, we will have a discussion topic, and that is, you know, led by the guest, and we've had topics that dealt with emotional intelligence in academia, emotional intelligence in the medical profession, emotional intelligence in business and management and in coaching. So we've had emotional intelligence around a lot of different topics. And today, well, I'll get to that in a minute. But let's just say today will be another area that perhaps many of us don't think about. Also with Let's Talk EI, it's an open forum. And what I mean by that is we have telephone lines and we like to interact with our listeners. So we encourage you to call in anytime during the show. The lines are open. So feel free to call us at 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. Now, when you call in, you'll reach the producer. He'll probably put you on hold for a minute, but you'll have an opportunity to speak to our guests. Or if you just want to make a comment or two about the show and what's going on and your experience around emotional intelligence, well, feel free to do so. We want to hear your thoughts. It's an interactive show, so we want to get your participation. Now, if you just want to listen, please do so on your computer or phone by searching for TalkZone.com, then our show, Let's Talk EI. Once you find it, bookmark the page for future use. Now, what happens when you call in only to listen, when you call in on the phone only to listen, it reduces the number of open lines that are there for others that might want to engage our guests. So if you just want to listen, do so via your computer or on your phone, but do it through TalkZone.com. If you want to talk to me or the guests, then call in on the phone at 1-888-463-6748, and we'll be more than happy to engage you, hear your thoughts, hear your ideas, and, you know, like I said, whatever you have to say. Now, you can also email us with a question or a comment at letstalkei@gmail.com. That's letstalkei@gmail.com. And we'll try our best to get to it before the end of the show. Typically, when it's an email, we generally don't get a chance to pick it up until close to the end of the show. So that's why I say we'll try our best to get to it before the end of the show. Couple of things before we get into the show itself is I want to give a couple of shout outs or acknowledgments to a few of the chapters that had some events over the last month or so. One of them was the Atlanta chapter. Actually, the Atlanta chapter, they had a professional development meeting. Gwen Wiggins is the chair of that chapter, and their meeting was earlier in July. But it focused around upward mobility and the African-American female. And based on what I heard and the feedback that she gave me, it was a great turnout. Some good information was shared. So congratulations, Gwen. Thanks for a successful meeting. Also want to say thanks to John Hartman down in Houston, Texas. He had a meeting at one of the Panera facilities about a month ago. Again, they had a good turnout. So they were looking at expanding and growing, and John did a short presentation on religion and emotional intelligence at his meeting. Also, there was one that was held in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles chapter, they also met at Panera Bread. Boy, Panera is getting a lot of exposure these days. They met and had a brief discussion there, sort of pulling their leadership team together. So that was great there. So let me give a shout out to Barbara Kerr, who's the chair of that group. Way to go, Barbara. Thanks for getting the group together and all. Sounds like you had a great great meeting. And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to Marisa Masson, who is the chair of the Tampa chapter. They just had their recent professional development meeting this past Thursday, as a matter of fact. And Janet Foster, who's the vice president of chapter development for SOEI, was a speaker there. And her presentation was around emotional intelligence and career development. I attended that one, and I do have to say went over very well. The good thing, of course, was not only the presentation, but the food. The food was really good. It was sponsored by the Jerk Hut, which is a Jamaican restaurant here in Tampa, Florida. So I want to say thanks to them for sponsoring that. But also thanks to Kaiser University. Kaiser University was where the event was held, and so they were most gracious in letting us use their site for the presentation. So all went well. Those are four chapters in which recently had some activities. Now, we have some other chapters out there. For instance, we have a New York chapter and a tri-state or Delaware chapter. As a matter of fact, speaking of the Delaware chapter, we're having, you might call it a change in leadership there. The current or former chair, Elisa Word, is relocating to Atlanta, I believe it is. And so Samaya Hackett will be the interim chair. So congratulations, Samaya. Thanks for taking up the gavel on that and leading that chapter. So we're looking forward to the Delaware chapter getting going and doing some excellent things. A couple other chapters that are kind of doing a few things, but well, and when I say doing a few things, meaning they're getting together, they have some plans underway. One of them being the Pacific Northwest chapter. Pacific Northwest, that's sort of the Seattle, Washington, Oregon area. Marty Pilecki is the chair of that chapter, and she'll be visiting with us in October at the conference. But she's working to get that chapter up and running. And we have several other chapters, and I'll mention them as we get a little further along in the show. But I just wanted to give a quick shout out to those because I knew that they were involved in doing a few things and didn't want to let the time pass without letting them know that we, and certainly I, really appreciate the work that they're doing and how they're spreading EI and getting EI out to the public in general and the activities that they're doing. So that's what I wanted to just kind of mention early on. We're about at the time that we're going to take a short break here. And we want to take the short break because we have an exciting person who's going to be coming up here shortly. Her name is Kim Knight. She's our guest who's going to be sharing some information on how emotional intelligence ties in with physical illness that we sometimes encounter. So why don't we take a break and we'll be right back with our guest for today.
Now, back to Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, aloha again, everyone. I'm Dr. Hank, and I'm back. And I'm going to say aloha throughout the show. So when you hear that, don't think, oh, my goodness, am I in Hawaii or is he in Hawaii? No, I'm right here in Tampa. But like I said earlier at the start of the show, I'm excited about the conference that's coming up. We get back to the conference later. I'm really excited now because we have someone on the line that is going to share with us. And geez, there's just so much stuff here. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get through it all, but we're going to give it our best shot. But Kim Knight is going to be our guest here. But before, well, let me say good morning to Kim, but maybe it's not good morning. Maybe the right way to say it is good evening. Is that right, Kim?
Well, yes, hello. I'm in the UK, although I live in New Zealand. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon in the UK.
Wow, so where are you now? Are you in the UK or are you on the New Zealand side?
No, I'm actually in Scotland right now.
Well, wherever you are, Kim, welcome to the show. I was just telling the audience about the conference that we have coming up, and I got all wound up in the conference, but I really want to get to you to hear more about what you're doing and how emotional intelligence ties into understanding and being able to manage our physical illnesses and all. So before we get started, I want to give them a little background on you. So Kim Knight has been studying the connection between emotional intelligence and physical illness for 20 years. Now this comes as a result of her own recovery from chronic fatigue, depression, severe back problems, multiple allergies, and more thorough understanding the impact her emotions, thoughts, and beliefs were having physically on her body. Now in 2011, she was a finalist for New Zealand Woman of the Year for innovation and contribution to health and science. Kim helps people recover from chronic illnesses deemed incurable and untreatable by most doctors by helping them identify the psycho-emotional root causes and then teaching them tools to bring themselves back to health. Now, she uses several cutting-edge methods, including mycotherapy, motivational medicine, the emotion code, Jinsu, human life science, and Qi Gong, or Qigong, as it's sometimes pronounced. Now, Kim works worldwide with clients via remote personal consultations and testaments and teleseminars. She also plans to bring Qi's Gong and true preventative healthcare into the corporate areas into the near future. Now, Kim is going to kind of give us a little more information on how all that's done. So again, Kim, thanks for being with us today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your, and I just know it's got to be a really busy day. So thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, Kim, now, when I was looking at the information that you had shared with me, one of the first questions that come to mind or came to mind for me is, how and why do emotions create physical pain or illness?
Okay, so in order to understand that, we have to understand what emotions are. And in a nutshell, they're a form of energy. So I don't know if you've ever seen emotions written as E-motions. They're actually energy which should be in motion, but often they get blocked and stuck.
Right.
And I don't know how familiar your listeners are with the theories of quantum mechanics, quantum physics.
Okay, let's say they're not really familiar, so help us out.
Okay, so in a very simplistic way, because I'm not an expert on quantum physics, but Essentially, if you take one cell of a human being, and a human being is made of trillions of cells, But if you take one cell and you put it under a magnifying glass and you magnify it a million times, it will just appear as energy. It will no longer appear as solid matter. So for some time now, quantum physics have discovered that at our very core, we are energy. And in Qigong, that is what is called Qi. Mm-hmm. That is our essential fundamental nature. So we can think of a human being as four core elements. We could say that we have our physical body, we have our mental thoughts, which is our thinking and rationalizing. We have our emotional body, which is our feelings, and we have our spiritual side of us. So there are these four core aspects which make a human being up. And because a human being is an entirety, you cannot separate any of those things out. So whatever happens in the body at each of those levels will impact every other level simultaneously. You cannot separate them. Right?
Okay, got it.
So what happens is when we have an emotional response in our body, there is a simultaneous chemical response as well, a chemical reaction and a physical sensation, if you like, that goes with that. And when we have emotional responses or we have traumatic events, upsetting events, life situations which create emotional responses, if we do not resolve or dissolve or sort out the emotional energy at that moment, it will get stored in the body, because a law of physics states that energy cannot be destroyed.
Right.
It can be transformed, but it cannot be destroyed. So gradually over time, what happens for people with chronic illness is that there is a buildup of emotional energy, which is in turn affecting the physical body, and eventually that ends up as symptoms.
Okay, got it. So before I get to the next one, because this is getting really, really interesting, how did you become aware of all of these things? In other words, what was your knowledge base? How did you get where you are in terms of understanding that?
Okay, so that's a good question. So I was very sick for many years with chronic fatigue syndrome. I was unable to work, and I was searching for answers, and I tried over 100 different therapies. And I got to the point where I thought maybe I was going to die because I just didn't seem to be getting better and I wasn't finding the solution.
Okay.
And just a very long story short, I set off to travel around the world thinking I might not have much time to live. And at the end of my trip, I came across a Qigong teacher who said to me something which totally transformed my understanding of the chronic fatigue in 10 seconds. And what he said was, chronic fatigue is not a lack of energy, it's blocked energy, and it's blocked emotional energy. And in that moment, a light bulb went on, and I realized that I didn't have a lack of energy, I had too much energy, I had plenty of energy. I was unconsciously blocking it. So I did not have a clue of what was going on at an emotional level in my body. And then I started to find out.
Okay. So how long did it take you before you became, let's say, proficient at or understanding this to the degree in which you could share it with someone else, you think?
I think it probably took me about 7 years. And in that time, I was working on a daily basis to transform the emotional energy that I'd blocked in my body. I'm not saying it will take anybody 7 years. You know, when I work with people, it's hours and weeks. But to be really efficient, you know, to have a significant skill set and toolbox, you know, in my belt, it was several years because you have to, like anything, you have to do it for yourself before you can share it with someone else.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting. You know, one of the things that I noticed, you say that our symptoms are a blessing in disguise. What do you mean by that when you say the symptoms are a blessing in disguise?
Well, most of us, when we get a pain, it's uncomfortable, it's inconvenient. So basically, symptoms are actually intelligent communication. They're not random, and the body is far too intelligent to make mistakes. So whereas most people don't question, why do I have symptoms? They just want to get rid of them. The way I look at that, it is actually working out why is the body sending symptoms, because there's a message behind them. The body is trying to tell us something by sending us symptoms. So they're a good thing. Because if our body wasn't sending symptoms, then we wouldn't know that something was wrong.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, you know, because most people, like you said earlier, you know, when they start to feel a symptom of something like, oh, my stomach hurt. How do I get rid of that stomach ache? Ooh, I have a headache. How do I get rid of, you know, we don't take that symptom that we're having and say, what is it telling me in terms of what's wrong within the body or what's wrong, you know, within us? We're saying, you know, this is something that is uncomfortable for me. How do I get rid of it rather than how do I learn from it?
Yeah, and what's really important is that disease is a state of dis-ease. So what the symptoms are really saying in a very general way is I'm not happy about something in my life, or the symptoms are saying to the person, I'm not happy about something in your life, and you need to take note and you need to work out what at a mental or emotional level is not working in your life that's creating disharmony and dis-ease.
Right. Okay. This is very exciting. And when I say exciting, it's taking emotional intelligence, you know, to a different place. And typically when we think emotional intelligence, we think of, you know, the basic emotions and the intelligences of those basic emotions. But we seldom, or at least I seldom hear individuals talk about it from the standpoint of how do we tie emotional intelligence to our physical health. Now, of course, we often say, you know, stress, and that's just about the only thing that we reference when we're talking about our physical health is simply stress and emotional intelligence. So from what I'm hearing and from the work that you're doing, it sounds like you are able to do that from a lot of different areas. And so we want to hear more about that. So I'm going to ask you to stay with us because we're about at a point where we need to take a station break. So can you stay with us just for a bit longer while we do a quick station break, Kim?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you. Kim is with us and she's sharing with us about how emotional intelligence ties very well with physical illnesses that all of us, I was going to say some of us, but I would go so far as to say we all have some physical illness at some point or another, or at some time or another, even if it's stubbing our toe or a headache or, you know, we bump our finger or bruise our hand when we get out of the car. We have a physical illness at some point in time. So Kim will be back to share more with us on that right after this.
It's time for more of Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Hank.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us today. We're having Kim Knight with us. And Kim is sharing with us how our emotional intelligence, or how emotional intelligence can help us in a lot of different areas, and specifically in an area of being able to understand and manage our physical illness. She kind of shared with us how and why emotions create physical pain or illness, but she's also given us a little information about how when we have different symptoms, that those symptoms can actually be a blessing in disguise, and that we could use those symptoms or we could learn from those symptoms in terms of what it's telling us. It's sort of like when you're driving your car and the gas level starts to become low and the light comes on and it's telling you that you're low on gas. Well, that's giving you some information. And with that information, it's letting you know that you need to do something about it. You need to fill up the gas tank, or at least put some gas in the car or truck or whatever it is. So when we receive or get messages that is sort of like telling us that there's something going on with the body, there's something wrong with the body, instead of looking at those messages as we don't want them, we should be looking at those messages and saying, what are they telling us? What are they helping us to know? What are they helping us to learn? What are they helping us to understand? So I'm going to let Kim give us some more information along those lines. But Kim, what I just said about that gas tank and stuff like that, is that kind of what you're talking about when we were talking about using those messages or using those symptoms as a blessing in disguise?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was a very good analogy because, I mean, really, when I'm talking about emotions building up to become symptoms, I'm talking more the what we generally call negative emotions, but that's just a man-made judgment. But there are emotions like worry, guilt, shame, anger, frustration, fear, sadness, grief. These emotions are not there randomly for no reason. They're there to tell us something about our sort of mental emotional state, and we need to take some constructive appropriate action to dispel the emotions before they build up to become physical symptoms.
Okay, got it. Makes a lot of sense. In looking at this, why is most people, or why do you feel that most people don't understand the interconnectedness of the mind, emotions, and the body?
Because, and I'm sure you've come across this a lot, you know, in your work, which is why you're doing what you're doing. When we're brought up in the Western world, all the focus goes on to the intellect, the what we call the head intelligence in Mickle therapy. So people are trained. There's a high degree of training of the intellect, of thinking, of analyzing, of rationalizing. And this intelligence is very necessary, but unfortunately it's made the king of intelligences. But actually we have what we could call a body intelligence, which is located, as you can tell from the term, in the body. and it's really made up of the heart and the gut. And you're probably aware that the gut brain, which has actually been dubbed the gut brain, has more mm-hmm. neurons than the head brain. So we actually have three brains in our body, and we need to use all of them together.
Gotcha. Let's go back to Mikkel therapy. I'm not sure whether our listening audience may be aware of what that is, or so could you give me a little bit more on Mikkel therapy?
Well, Mikkel therapy is one of the methods I use, but essentially all the methods that I use are about teaching people the nature of emotional intelligence and how it communicates to the body, and you know, what it teaches people to identify what are the emotions beneath the symptoms. Because if people are getting, for example, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, insomnia, depression, and depression, by the way, is depressing emotions. That's what depression is.
Okay.
So Mikkel therapy and other methods teach people how to identify what the emotions are beneath the symptoms, because symptoms are always preceded by emotions. When I say always, I mean, I would say sort of 80% of the time. I don't like to say always, but it's a huge chunk.
Okay.
And then to learn how to deal with that emotional energy. And once you deal with the emotional energy, which often means that you have to take some constructive action. For example, if somebody is, if you have somebody who is abusing you, you know, mentally or physically or verbally, then you need to create clear boundaries. So Mikkel therapy teaches people how to take constructive action to look after oneself, to reduce emotions, which thereby reduces symptoms. And other techniques I use just clear the emotional energy at its root causal level. And often what we find is happening is that whatever is happening in the now is just a repeat of the past. So, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship now, it may be because you grew up in an abusive family. So think events are repeating.
Okay.
So we need to clear. Like, for example, I had a client this morning who was actually in an abusive, mentally abusive relationship. And she was still very angry, and underneath the anger, very upset, because anger is always a protective emotion. There's always hurt underneath anger. And so she was still very upset. So we did an exercise to clear the hurt and to clear the anger so that she wasn't having that emotional response so strongly.
Okay, got it. So if, based on what I'm hearing, more of us, and when I say more of us, should be aware of this concept and should be using these tools. So how can people become more aware of how their emotions are affecting their physical health? I mean, what is it that we can do? If you were going to give us just a short, if you do these kinds of things, you might be better able to be aware of how emotions affect your physical health.
Well, it's literally just the case of becoming more aware. And, you know, I think this is one of the major challenges for human beings, and it's part of our evolution, is to become more aware of what is going on inside of us in every present moment. So,
okay.
So when an emotion arises in the body, it arises somewhere in the trunk of the body normally, and according to Chinese theory, different emotions relate to different organs. So, for example, liver is to do with anger, which is why we say I was livid with anger. Yeah.
Yes.
So and emotions, when they arise inside the body, we can actually feel it because they surge up. Sometimes they go down. Fear goes down. Anger rises up. And there's often a temperature that goes with it. Rage is hot, you know, so it's about becoming more aware of what's going on physically and at a sensation level inside my body. And also watch watch your words, because the words that we speak tell a lot. We could say, for example, like, I was sick with worry, you know, and literally our stomach is affected when we worry. So,
yes.
I mean, there are many other ways, but they need to sort of be taught on a one-to-one or, you know, in a group workshop basis, if you like, because there's not something I can answer in minutes. But, you know, just to start with, just start to become aware of what is going on in your chest area and your gut area, and see if you can name the feeling. And then, you know, it's very important to express how we honestly feel, not to hold everything inside, because most people you see unconsciously are just holding everything inside.
Right. Well, you know, and I think, and you've raised a lot of good points. And like you said, you know, the time does not allow for you to, you know, go into all of it, you know, in depth. It doesn't allow you to share it all. But there must be a way for people to reach you if they want to know more, if they want to get a copy of some of the stuff that you've done. How might they reach you, Kim?
Well, the best way really is to go to my website, which is artofhealth.co.nz. That's NZ for Americans. So I'll let you spell that if you need to. If they email me directly after this call, I am actually on an intensive training and sort of out of touch for the next couple of weeks, but generally I respond very quickly to emails, so you know, I can contact people back once they contact me.
Okay, so let me read the email. It's info@artofhealth.co.nz, which is that the best one to reach you at?
Yeah, that's my email address, and obviously the website is the same, you know, it's connected to that. Yeah.
Okay. And we have a website, www.artofhealth.co.nz. So, Kim, let me just say thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. I know we had a couple of technical challenges there, but, you know, for the information that you shared with us, it was well worth any of those little technical challenges that that we experienced. So let me just say thanks very much. I really appreciate the time that you spent with us, and looking forward to finding out more. And you mentioned that you wanted to try and get Qigong into the corporate arena in the near future. Now, is that more of having organizations use Qigong as a part of their, let's say, physical fitness programs that most corporations have in place?
Well, you could consider it as part of physical fitness, but really Qigong is much, much more than that. Qigong is basically it's a preventative medicine, and it is also a healing medicine. So it's a way to prevent illness, and it's a way to maintain health, and it's a way to recover from illness. And the exercises are very, very gentle. There's no special equipment or special clothing or special space needed. They're very, very simple, very, very effective. They work simultaneously on the mind, body, spirit, and emotions. It's the most encompassing modality that, you know, that I've ever come across. It's, I suppose, the closest you could relate it to is yoga. But it's very much about bringing the attention inside the body, because the problem is, in our very busy Western world, is that we're continually sending our consciousness and our attention outside the body, and this drains the body of life force. So Qigong builds up our life force reserves and also brings the body back into its natural state, which is a very calm and relaxed state. So it's an incredible modality, and in years to come, it will become more well known.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Kim. I really appreciate the time that you spent with us today. And personally, I look forward to finding out more about this modality. But thanks again.
Thank you, Dr. Hank.
This is Dr. Hank, and you're listening to Let's Talk EI. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
We're back with more Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
And welcome back. It's Dr. Hank again, and I just got to take up where I started. That's my Hawaiian music again, and I'm playing Hawaiian music because that's the theme for the fourth annual conference that's coming up on October 18th. Actually, we've extended the conference so that the conference is more than just one day. We actually extended the conference so that it is not only October 18th on a Friday, but we extended it into Saturday, so we're going to have some Saturday activities, workshops, speakers that will be on. So when you combine the Thursday evening reception, which we invite all our conference attendees to attend, when you combine the receptions that happen Thursday night and the half day on Saturday, we actually have 2 days of EI conference. So we're looking to have 2 days of EI, 2 days of fun, and 2 days of excitement, 2 days of enjoyment. So if you haven't registered for the conference, please go over to the website, do that today. You can register it at www.societyofei.org. That's www.societyofei.org. Tell you a little bit more, because we are coming up on the conference, a couple of things that's going to be happening. We generally like to do this, and so for the next couple of months, and that it'll be for September and the first Monday in October, we're actually going to have guests that will be speakers at the conference. So, for instance, in September, one of the guests on Let's Talk EI will be Jennifer Shikani, who will be talking about her topic that she'll be presenting at the conference, and it's all about ego versus EQ. That is ego versus EQ. We'll also have who else was that would be coming on? Oh, Art from Sarasota. He's a hypnotherapist, I believe. I'm going to use the term hypnotherapist. That may not be his official. That may not be his official title in terms of hypnotherapist, but he's going to be presenting on hypnosis and emotional intelligence, and how those two things tie together. So he's also going to be a guest for us on the first, in September. So for the next 2 months, you're going to hear just a teaser, just a little bit about the speakers who will be presenting at the conference. Check the website for more information we're just beginning to put a little information about the conference on the website, what to expect, what's going on, things like that, who the speakers are. So you won't want to miss that or miss any of that information. Let me see, what else do we have about the conference? It's going to be at the Center Club or within the Intercontinental Hotel. A lot of people say, is it the Intercontinental Hotel or is it the Center Club? Well, actually, the way that it is structured or set up, it's the urban center. And the urban center has the Intercontinental Hotel and the Center Club within it. So the conference itself would be in the Center Club, although some of the information or some of the signage that you might see says the Urban Center. There were a couple other things that I wanted to mention, and I want to make sure that I didn't forget these because, registration, we have what we call a twofer. Again, so if you go to the website and you check the website, we have single registration, that is a person can ring, can register just as an individual, or if they have a friend or associate and they want to register that person also, we call that a twofer. So for now, two people can register at a much lower rate than two individuals alone. So that's another piece that's there on the website. Last but not least is the fact that I want to say thanks to Kim again, Kim Knight. It was late afternoon and she was able to get to us from the UK and share her thoughts, give us some information on how emotional intelligence ties to our physical illness. Now, I don't know about you, but I found that very, very helpful. So I'm going to go out and find out one more about Qigong because it sounded like an area that can be very useful in understanding and working with our physical health. And two, it was a way to understand more about emotional intelligence. So let me say thank you very much. I enjoyed everyone being with us today. This is Dr. Hank saying go out and have an EI day, and then we'll talk next month.